We are live.
Welcome to Circulus, a 5th edition homebrew campaign. I am your DM for the evening. I am Crash, and I am celebrating St. Patrick's Day the way it should be celebrated, by staying 100% sober and not attempting to speak with an Irish accent, and playing Dungeons & Dragons with a Scotsman.
Yay!
And a bunch of other friends, too. But let's start with Chris. Chris, who are you playing this evening?
I am playing Galen Kaldor, a gnome bard.
And where can we find you online?
You can find me on my Twitter, which is at, I forgot the Twitter handle, @Akari_mag. Or you can find me on my podcast, which is Azeroth Coast to Coast, at azerothctc.com.
And next up we have Tom. Tom, who are you and where can we find you?
You can find me at Bolthra on Twitter, BOLTHRA, and I am playing Bertha Beestinger, the dwarf monk.
We also have Jen. Jen, who are you playing and where can we find you?
I am playing Meepo Chippedclaw, a kobold sorcerer, and you can find me, my website is Book of Jen at bookofjen.net, and I'm also streaming a lot of video games on Twitch at Queen of Haiku.
And next up is Matt. Matt, who are you playing?
I am playing Aristobulus Ravenscroft, human wizard.
Next up is returning from his adventures out there in the real world, strange and unusual locales.
Like Las Vegas?
Yes.
It's all overrated.
It is a strange and unusual locale, though, that's for sure.
I heard he really went to New Vegas instead.
Yeah. Probably went there, too.
But also hanging out with friends in Florida, which was cool, and I wish I could have been there, in all honesty. We have Eric. Eric, who are you playing, and where can we find you?
What's going on, guys? I'm playing Obey Metalcaster, Dwarf Cleric, and I'm still level 5. Oh, it hurts. Anyways, you can get me on Twitter at Synergy007, that's without the E, or you can catch out the podcast and all my future stuff at VoteToKick.com. That's Vote2Kick.com.
Okay, and we also don't have Logan. He is AFK because he's apparently playing Fortnite with all the cool kids.
We're not cool.
Aww.
Well, we're just not kids anymore.
We're not kids, that's for
pretty
sure.
Much.
Meepo's
physically.
Yeah, Meepo's 4 going on 5, but that doesn't count.
Not really. She would probably like Fortnite, though. Lots of shooting people, lots of battles. No magic,
yeah,
though, maybe not.
She has mastered Rainbow Road. It's canonical now. So she is good at video games.
Mm-hmm.
She's also good at card games, but not in the way you want someone to be good at card games.
No, but she doesn't really know that's not how you're supposed to play, so...
That is also true. That is also true. Okay, so to recap very briefly, the adventuring party has been hanging out at Ari's mom's place. There have been some trade agreements, there's been some exposition, there was a hidden staircase leading into an underground bunker type place filled with large barrels full of what you assume to be poison. And there was a transformed frost giant that almost did a TPK with the party because it was doing 25 points of damage per hit. You won, but just after you've defeated this frost giant and he falls dead in front of you, because Bertha managed to go Fists of Fury on his face and squished his brains out of his head, which is, it's really fun to have a dwarf headshot a frost giant, let me tell you.
It was most satisfying.
I know. I'm the DM, and I was like, hey, you killed my character. This was awesome. This was great. Well, just after that, the stable area that is where all the wagons are supposed to be kept. You don't know if they're actually kept in there anymore because there's a big painted sign on the side. The paint is still dripping a little bit saying, no wagons in here. Because apparently somebody's going around smashing all the wagons they could find. The roof of it opens up. Part of the roof falls off because it wasn't really designed for that. And a dirigible, basically a blimp made of adamantine, lifts up out of it. And it's hovering above you.
So that wouldn't be too heavy to fly?
Now, this particular blimp, everyone give me a perception check. And this is sight-based, so of course Ari gets advantage with his rib of eyes.
Yep. Am I in this area?
We will get to that in just a little bit.
Okay, no check for me.
Well, no, you can roll. You can roll, but I'm going to explain how you got here.
I got a 19.
23 for me.
I didn't 21. Add anything to it, though. What was it? Perception?
Yeah.
Yeah, but 19 a 19 is great.
Okay.
I rolled a 13 plus 5, so 18. No, that sorry.
18 is 25. Fantastic.
I got a rock.
Okay, so it just so happens that Bertha is doing her little bit of cool down after expending all those key points to be totally epic. You need a breather afterwards. Being awesome takes a lot out of you.
It does.
But everyone else, as you're looking at this adamantine dirigible in the sky, you notice two things. First of all, you notice brightly colored lights on the side of the part of it that would hold whatever lifting gas is in there. You don't know what's inside of it, not for this distance. But the lights are arranged to spell out adamantine dirigible in very large letters. And underneath that, in slightly smaller letters, but still large enough that you can see them from a distance, blaze of glory farewell tour. And there are four faces, cartoony designed faces, but there's four faces that are also on the side of this dirigible. One of them looks somewhat familiar to you.
Oh, no.
Actually, there's five faces. I'm wrong. Five faces.
One of them, the Dragonborn?
There are no Dragonborn on the side of it, no.
So one of them is our gnome friend?
Looks kind of like it. I mean, take a few years off.
Oh, no.
It's photoshopped, right?
Something like that.
Friends of yours?
Oh, no.
Ah.
How can that thing even float?
Yeah.
With my genius.
I mean, clearly magic is involved here. Cause something...
What else?
My question is more, how is it still a thing? Because it blew up 5 years ago.
I want to know why it's in my barn. Well, my family's barn.
I want to know who has my dirigible and why it still exists.
All right. So
where's my
on
burrito?
That note...
Where's my burrito?
On that note, we're going to cut to Obame. Now, Obame, you didn't have as wacky an adventure as the rest of the party did last session. Meepo wandered off. You did not follow her because the last time you stuck around with her, she turned your beard purple.
That's wonderful.
And Galen and Bertha followed Meepo out the door, and you figured, well, they probably can take care of that. What did you do after dinner yesterday? You had the run of the villa, pretty much.
I'm kind of on a transition here from my cleric. I'm looking toward another kind of class, if you will, in my brain. So I think he was kind of tinkering with this other class that he might want to go the next, you know, after he gets more experience in this. So he was kind of looking at different way to go around his cleric thing, because he enjoys you know the finer things of the clericdom, if you will, but he kind of wants to be more of an adventurer as well from a fighting standpoint. He wants to be able to get his hands dirty, so he's kind of he was doing some of those type of things there.
Okay, and they do this. Mansion does employ guards, so they do have a workout area. So you went there and you were having some fun with that. But your practice was interrupted when a fireball flew into the air and exploded.
Not my fault.
Does he know where it came from?
You've got a pretty good idea of where it came from, just outside the main walls of the mansion. And right, so. dimly you were aware of the sounds of people screaming about wagons being smashed. But that's background radiation. That's white noise to you at this point.
It just happens. All right, so I'll run out. I'll go where I think the fireball came from.
Okay. And you arrived just in time to see the dirigible, which is why I said that you could roll as well.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Now you'll note that I said everyone noticed two things. The signage on the side was the first thing. The other thing that you notice is hanging by one foot with a rope wrapped around his ankle from the interior portion of the dirigible, the carrier, the car of it, if you will, the cabin, happens to be one Fenix, Dragonborn Paladin.
Of course he is.
It looked like a wagon. It didn't smell like a wagon.
It is possible. It is possible that in his blind rampage, he may or may not have activated something that was not meant to be activated.
So no one's flying my dirigible. Oh God!
Well, technically, he's flying with it.
Wow, that's fun.
What would you like
to
do?
No idea what to do right now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Okay,
how high up is the cabin from the ground?
Currently about 20 feet, 21 feet,
21 feet.
22 feet.
Okay, we're going to try.
Feet. What's what's this? Is there any like a fumes or gas or any type of something coming out of it as far as a substance?
No, it does have two large propellers sticking out of the back of the cabin area, but they are not spinning.
What's it made out of? Can I tell?
The same stuff that your chainmail is made out of, adamantine.
Can Ari see into the cabin from where he is standing?
You see windows? Give me a perception check.
All right, 17.
You do not see anyone in there, and your view of it is such that if they were standing like maybe right in the middle or if they were crouched down below the window, you wouldn't see them. But you're relatively certain that no one in there is doing anything to maneuver this dirigible in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Is it going to be possible? I guess the thing is I would like to try to teleport or Misty Step inside it to get inside the cabin.
Okay. What's the range for Misty Step?
30 feet.
Oh, yeah. You can do that now. If you wait a turn, you won't.
No. We'll do that now.
Okay.
too late.
So you hear Galen go, wait a... And then suddenly you are in a cabin by yourself. There are a bunch of levers and dials and wheels and buttons. One button in the back is giant red flashing with a handwritten note taped to it that says, do not push inside a gravity well.
We're not in a gravity well, so...
Oh, no.
I love you, Crash.
This is based on the conversation we had when not recording.
Okay. Ari is going to try to see if he can at all take a look at the instrument panel, see if anything is maybe written in a language he can understand.
There's a lot of... Actually, this is a very good question. Now, Galen, this is your contraption. This is your invention.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do any labeling?
I feel like the only thing Galen would have labeled, because he would know how to run the thing, would be the do not press this.
Okay, there are actually several buttons and levers labeled do not press this. Some of the do not press this signs, it's a little... There's some guesswork on which button the sign is pointing to. It might be pointing to both of them. The sign might have slipped over the years. There's some char marks in here on some of the stuff. There appears to have been some fire damage that has been repaired, but not 100%.
A little bit about fire damage. All right. He is going to attempt to try to steer this thing.
Okay.
I am taking a completely blind attempt. Now, he is fairly smart, so we're going to hope he can figure out something.
Let's hope. I am loading up your character sheet because I have to decide what kind of role you're going to have to do for this.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm tempted to have you roll survival because, let's face it.
May I suggest tinkering?
Tinkering?
That's not a skill.
Just a dexterity, it's just a dexterity check.
Okay, well, all right then. Give me a dexterity check.
All right, I'm not horrible at that. All right, so that is a 10 plus 3 is 13.
Okay, you do not explode.
This is good.
That right there is a Twitch clip.
Yeah, so that was the that was the outcome. What happened if you missed it?
You do jump to work.
The good news is the dirigible is made of adamantine, so it would survive.
Right.
It survived the last time.
Yeah, he would survive. Ari would.
You might want to ask Galen the story. It has it's a long and sordid past that Blaze of Glory is it? Gory, yeah. That's apt too. Blaze of Glory was a rather foreboding tour name for his band.
Yeah.
Yes. So what happens is you are able to figure out how to make this thing turn left and right. You don't know how to make it accelerate or decelerate or go up or down, but you're pretty okay. sure you can get it to go left or right. So you can make it turn.
All right.
On that note,
we're now, is it still ascending?
Yes, it's still it's going up slowly but surely.
Okay.
But on that note, you feel the entire blimp shake 4 times.
Okay.
Actually, no, I'm wrong. 3 times. It shakes 3 times.
Okay. Ari is going to try to. I want to basically start turning it left and see if we can just keep it going left for a while.
Okay. cut to outside the blimp. Everyone else knows why it shook.
Fenix is awake.
Well, Fenix is awake. He appears to be trying to climb up the rope. He's making some progress, but he's in an airship that is ascending and now turning, and that sort of made him start to twist a bit, which makes it a bit more difficult to get his hands on the decking. He reached for something that wasn't there anymore because somebody went and made the airship move.
Yeah. I'm reminded of Order of the Stick.
Oh, that's such a fun comic to read.
Oh, they were on a floating airship, and one of the character, I think Elon, was trying to mend the airship, and it kept turning.
Yes.
And he kept screwing up the mending.
Yes, mend. Okay, well, everyone outside the airship knows why the airship shook. That was not an internal change. That was an external change. Because 3 large rocks... Rocks fall and everyone dies. But these fell up, not down. Then they fell down. 3 large rocks fly through the air and hit the side of the airship and then fall to the ground.
Where those rocks come from?
Just around the side of the hill that you are all next to.
I know, but I can't help you.
Oh, I'm pretty confident, I know. I don't know or I don't remember.
Meepo is completely confused. Like, what? Why? Who?
They're blue. They're big.
More frost giants.
They're ugly.
Oh,
fun.
3 humans run around the side of the hill and are coming towards you. At this point, I'm going to say, maybe you should roll for initiative.
Yay!
No.
I got a 13.
12.
Hold on. Okay. Ari, what's 7. Your roll? Was Bertha's roll a 7?
17.
17, okay. Ari, what's your roll?
16.
21.
Healer keeps going first.
And I need to heal.
Yeah, this is fortuitous. I should roll for Fenix. That's not bad. That's a 16.
I'm gonna die.
Okay. Obame, you go first.
As far as spells are concerned, have you updated my...
You did not...
Oh. You have field spells. You didn't participate.
Yeah, if anything, click the long rest button now to make sure that you are up and ready to go. But you have not cast any spells since your last long rest. So you should be... Your tank is full. Let's put it that way.
How far are the giants away from us?
They are within 30 feet of you. And you just... where you came from, I'm going to say you ran across the top of this hill. The mansion and the stable yard are all on the same level. They're all on this outcropping. And you got to the edge. You saw the party. You saw lots of blood and a corpse. And slid down the hill to be with them. So you are in the same group of people.
All right, let's go ahead and cast Guiding Bolt. We'll do a level 3 spell.
Okay.
That's going to hurt.
Who do you cast it on?
The Frost Giant is closest to me.
I was waiting for him to cast it on the Adamantine Dirigible.
Fisco Ball!
It would be.
It would reflect.
Oh, that would be... You're giving the DM ideas, and I endorse this.
Yeah.
Really? I roll a 10.
That is not going to do it. Your Guiding Bolt misses.
That's a third level spell down.
Ari, it's your turn.
Okay. We are going to try to see if I can figure out how to bring this thing down.
Okay. Give me another dexterity check.
Okay. That's going to not be fun. 11. Can't get my tongue to work. Plus my dex is 3, so that's a 14.
Okay. You do not explode.
Also good.
I want to keep giving you good news. However, you have started moving forward.
Okay.
Forward is going to take you over the mansion, if you maintain
the speed. I also know how to get it to go left and right, so we'll keep figuring this out. That unless I can do more this turn, that's it.
Okay. Bertha.
Okay. So there is the one that Obeim shot at and missed. So he would be like essentially the closest one to the party.
Yes.
If that makes sense. Okay. I'm going to have to save my key. I only have one left. So I'm going to have to save it. So she's going to run at that one. That first one, she's going to just do like a jumping kick and try to kick him in the face.
Okay.
18.
An 18 will hit.
All right. So first hit is going 3 damage on that one. And then she's going to try to after she kicked him, just try to punch him in the chest as she's coming down.
Okay.
A 20 that will hit, I assume. Not a okay. natural 20. And 6 Darn. Damage.
I was hoping for the crits to fall like rain. But it occurs to me that the crits happen more often when Ari is casting cantrips.
Yeah.
I put a +5 in my to hit. It's actually a +8, but 13 wouldn't hit anyway.
A 13 would not have hit, no. Okay, it is Fenix's turn. I should roll for him. He successfully prevents himself from falling, but does not manage to get up to the cabin area. I rolled a 10 for him. That's not going to be sufficient. Okay. Meepo, your turn.
I'm going to cast Firebolt at one of the frost giant guys that isn't currently engaged in battle.
None of them have been able to attack you yet. They just came around the corner.
Oh, they just came around the corner? Okay.
Yeah. And they're in the initiative order, but...
How far away are they?
About 30 feet. So they can run to you or you can run to them.
Okay.
But since you're injured, probably...
Yeah. Not going near them. Meepo really doesn't want much to do with these guys at all.
How many hit points do you have left?
How many hit points? 7. Sorry. I have 7. So I'm thinking about Lightning Bolt, but I don't want to hurt Bertha, who's probably close to them, unless the other two are behind the first guy quite a bit.
You could cast Lightning Bolt. The only way that Bertha would be hurt by it would be if you did a crit fail.
Okay.
Lightning Bolt's not an attack. Lightning Bolt, they make a dex save.
Oh, that's yep. right.
Oh.
So yeah, okay. you can miss Bertha. I'm going to say there's two of them that you think are lined up enough to hit them both with a Lightning Bolt.
Okay.
And Bertha is not in that line.
All right. That's what I want to do. So what do I roll? 20, right?
No, you just roll damage.
I just roll damage.
Damage
and I roll their saves.
Lightning Bolt should be 86.
86. Okay.
Check it. I don't have it. It's not memorized currently.
Yeah, it says 86. So I've got a 6, a 5, a 4, and a 2. So that's 4d6. So I do that again. I've got a 2, a 1, a 3, and a 4. So whatever that adds up to.
10. That's 10 more over whatever your first set was.
I don't remember what the first set was.
It was a 6, a 5, a 2, and a 4.
Awesome. Thanks.
12 and 10. 22.
Okay. Meepo's had it with the Frost Giants.
As evidenced by the fact that she's casting Lightning Bolt on them. And it's a dex save.
Dex save.
What's my target number? That would be part of the spell information. It's in there somewhere for that spell.
Yeah, on the spell gen, it'll say dex and then a number.
Spell, it'll say dex and a number. Attack save, dex 14.
Okay, well,
is that it?
One of them got a 5. That's not happening.
Okay.
The other one got a 19, so one's going to take half damage, I believe.
Okay.
Yes.
So what was the total number of damage?
22.
Well, that divides evenly. That works out well. Damage is noted.
Okay.
It is Galen's turn.
Okay, bonus action. I'm going to do second level healing word on Meepo.
Yay!
That's my last second slot.
At this point, Galen is topping the healing charts, and the healer is about to get vote to kicked from the raid group because he's trying to DPS.
I know. We go through this all the time, but I try. It's horrible.
11 points of healing.
11?
Yep. Okay. I rolled 2 4s plus 3.
All right. 11 points of healing. That will help.
And then the one that took the biggest brunt of her lightning bolt, I'll do Vicious Mockery on.
Okay.
So it has to make a wisdom saving throw DC 14.
That is another 5.
Awesome. And that is 6 points of psychic damage.
And if I remember correctly, their attack roll is going to be at disadvantage.
Yes, the attack rolls on its next turn have disadvantage.
Okay, I need to look at something. Galen.
Hello.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
Okay. Now I'm worried. 15.
That's not going to do it. So you are in the middle of an open field, and it is summertime. It's the middle of summertime. Actually, it's a bit past the middle of summertime. So insects are a common thing that you just encounter in fields, but not this many. You are suddenly swarmed by all kinds of small biting things, and you take 4 points of poison damage.
Not cool, bro.
And in the process... Of you batting at these things and trying to get away from them, you move further away from the frost giants, which they look like humans, but at this point you all know they're frost giants.
Oh, yeah.
You move Cheaty further little... away from them by 5 feet.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I'm wrong. You don't take 4 points of damage, you take 10 points, so 6 more than that.
Jeez, okay.
The spell was cast at a level where you would take 2d6, not... Okay, it is the frost giants' turns. Now, there is a seemingly squishy dwarf in front of them, so they have a choice of running past the dwarf to fight the other squishies, or squishing the dwarf first. Guess which one they pick.
Run past the dwarf.
Your first guess doesn't count.
They decide to invite you to tea. No. No, they do not. Bad things are going to happen.
Racial enemies are fun things.
That's a 19 on the die. That's going to be a hit.
That would hit.
I'll use reaction to cutting words it.
And what does that do again?
I roll a d8, which is my bardic inspiration die, and it reduces the attack by that number.
Okay. Now keep in mind, that's a 19 on the die, and they have +9 to hit.
Ooh. I thought it was a 19 overall, not 19 on the die.
That's why I said 19 on the die.
Yeah.
Well, I've saved it now, so... It was an 8 anyway, so...
Okay, so you reduce it to 20.
Yeah.
Ouch. That is 25 points of damage to Bertha.
Alrighty.
And that was its first swing. Second attack is a 17. You know what? I'm going to give you this. I will let the... what was that spell called? Cutting words?
Cutting words.
Okay. I'm going to let your cutting words affect this. So that'll reduce it from a 17 to a 9.
Okay, so the first one is 15, and then this one's 9?
Well, no. The first one, I'm going to say cutting words didn't affect that one. It wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Okay.
I'm going to have it affect the second attack. This is the same action, so I'm not bending the rules as much as I could be.
He's got 2 attacks, so...
Yeah.
No, I get that. What I'm saying is I took damage on the first one, and that was 15 points, correct?
But the second one is a miss because of the cutting words.
It was 25 points, not 15.
It was 25. Okay, that's what I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was 25.
What's your hit points at now?
I am at something bad. 16.
Okay, we might need a cleric.
Yeah, no, I gotta stop casting actual, offensive spells. I got you.
Okay, Frost Giant number 2 is going to roll at disadvantage, and misses twice.
Vicious mockery, yo.
Frost Giant number 3 is under no such restrictions.
No.
But I rolled a 1.
He hits himself.
Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Okay, so here's how I'm going to play this out. Frost Giant number 3 was coming up behind Frost Giant number 2. They were in line briefly for that lightning bolt. And Frost Giant 2 is flailing a bit because of the cutting words. So he kind of gets in the way a bit and takes damage from Frost Giant number 3.
I'm okay with this.
He's not, but no one really cares about his... And I rolled a 3 on the die for Frost Giant number 3's second attack. That's not going to do it either. He's having a bad day. He's going to need to calm his nerves after this, maybe take up some meditation, have some nice chai tea. And you hear a sound coming from inside the hill, and you recall when you first realized that you were being pursued, you heard one person talking to another. And only one came out.
Unfortunately, other matters have occupied our attention.
Yes. Well, you recall Meepo learned a trick last session. She discovered how to make barrels explode. and your suspicion was that they were full of poison. So,
but they weren't.
Have you seen the original RoboCop movie?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
There's a scene from that where somebody has a run-in with some toxic waste.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm not going to describe it, but I'm going to say if you have seen that movie, it is being reenacted.
Yeesh.
And there is a combatant that you don't have to face right now. It is possible that he doesn't have a face right now.
Which giant?
This was somebody that was coming out of the hollowed out hill.
Yeah.
He would have been flanking you if he'd been capable of combat.
I remember the actor, Paul McCrane. What was his name in the...
The actor formerly known as Pile of Goo. However, it is Obame's turn.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to cast... Third level, I do second. I do a second level Cure Wounds on Bertha.
Thank you.
13 points of healing.
Thank you.
That will come in handy.
Yes, it will.
Where are you at on healing or on life right now, Jen?
I've got 19 hit points right now.
What's your max?
32.
Okay, I'll hit Jen with a healing word, first level, for 9 points.
Awesome.
Nice. And my turn is done.
Alrighty.
Thanks, Mr. Obane.
Okay, next up is Ari.
All right, we're going to try another roll to see if I can start to bring this blimp down, or at least figure out how to bring it down. We're not going to bring it down on the mansion if I do manage to figure it out.
You're heading towards the mansion, but you're not over it.
Right. All right. So that's better. We now have a 15 plus 3 for 18.
Oh, that's fantastic. You have discovered how to make it come down.
Yay! All right.
Yay.
You are tilted at a 45-degree angle.
Tilted downward.
Yes. And you're still accelerating because you didn't stop that yet.
Nope. But we're getting there.
Galen is having flashbacks.
We're gonna keep trying to figure this out until I can land it safely.
You just don't want to hear the expression terminal velocity.
Yeah, no. So far, I don't think that's been reached.
Well, it's pretty terminal if you connect with the ground.
True, but I have to figure out how to land. So we're now tilted down. We're going to see if we can start bringing it out of the dive eventually.
At this angle, it will not be the cabin that touches down first.
Okay. It still will land. I'm trying to avoid landing it on the mansion.
And really, crashing is just an alternate method of landing.
We're aiming for the ground and trying to miss.
Yeah. No, that's flying.
It's falling with
style. That's flying, yeah.
Do I need a whole revivify?
If there's anything left to revivify.
There may not be enough left of me to revivify.
You don't know what it's filled with to keep it
up. Paste.
Yeah. Let's just hold a third level spell for him.
Keep it in reserve.
I have a teleport left in the tank, so if it worst comes to worst, we jump ship.
Fenix does not.
Oh no, Fenix.
He's still hanging. He's still hanging around somewhere.
You're going to kill Logan's character when he's not here.
Once I can figure out how to steer this thing, I will cut the rope.
You know how to steer. Well, yeah, then he'll have a fall.
He could survive the fall so long as the blimp doesn't land on it.
Oh, I love this game so much.
He's a tough dragonborn. He'll survive a 30-foot fall, I think.
It's not 30 feet anymore. You are descending.
I was going to say, it's going to be higher than that.
Well, no, that's I'm bringing it down. It's now no longer going up.
Yeah, one way or another, it is going to connect with the ground again.
Yeah.
On that note,
I'm
Bertha,
hoping I have enough minutes to get this done.
Minutes? No, you've got seconds.
Well, hey,
we're in combat. Every turn, 6 seconds.
Okay. Well, hey, we'll keep rolling. We'll keep trying.
All right. Bertha, it is your turn.
Which is the giant that looks hurt the most?
Good question. 1, 2, or 3? Well, 4 looks hurt the most. Okay. But he's a puddle of goo right now. Okay. So you don't think that you'd want to punch him?
Right.
If you had a stick, you might want to poke him, but that's not the same thing. Okay. Frostgiant number 2, the one that was hit by his brother, is looking distracted and angry and hurt.
Okay. Bertha is going to go up 17.
That will be a hit.
Okay. 4 damage on that one. Next attack. 15.
That will hit.
Oh, hit. Nice.
Just barely.
And 8 damage. So she's just...
For Frost Giant number two is not enjoying his time here.
The visual right now is killing me.
It is Fenix's turn. I rolled a 10. I rolled another 10 for him. He almost... Here's what happens. He almost makes it up onto this little catwalk that goes around the cabin area. And then the whole thing tilts at 45 degrees and he slides right off and he's hanging again.
Oh, no.
Okay. Noted. Meepo, it's your turn.
Okay. I'm going to use Firebolt on one of the giants.
Okay.
So do I roll a 20 first or do I just roll the damage?
You would roll a 20 first for fire.
Okay. I got a 15.
That will hit.
Okay. And it's 2d10. And I've got a 9 and a 1.
All right. 10 points of damage.
Okay. I think that's all I can do.
Okay, and since you didn't specify, I just assigned it randomly. It went to Frost Giant number.
Okay.
Galen, your turn. You are trying to recover from having flashbacks from the last time you saw this blimp go at a 45-degree angle.
Oh, God.
Oh, the Normanity!
Yep. Okay. Okay, recovered from flashbacks. How's everyone's health looking?
I'm okay.
I'm fully stuck.
Help?
Ari's need it to be up there. I can't help.
Ari's health is pretty good, but it might go from 100 to 0 really fast.
Yeah, I needed to be up there. I can't help.
I couldn't carry up here. Otherwise, I would have.
Big dimension door.
Yeah, well, that's in how many XP it takes to get to 4th to 7th. That is on my list. Trust me.
Tom, how's your health?
I think she's at 29 now at 48.
Okay, you can take one hit at least. You're fine.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got three frost giants bearing down on him. They each get two attacks, but he can survive one of their hits.
I don't have many offensive spells. They're all support spells, so I'll do another healing word. I'll do it on Berta, first level. That's 6. And the one that's looking the roughest is not a puddle. I'll do another Vicious Mockery.
Okay.
So Wisdom saving throw, 14.
That's a natural 20.
Okay. So that does nothing. And that'll be my turn.
Okay.
So that was 6 points of healing, did you say?
6, yes.
Thank you.
All right. You hear a bell. Not all of you hear this. But, Bertha, you definitely hear this. You are close enough to hear this. The sound of a dolorous bell.
Okay.
I'm reading the spell description. That's fascinating. I normally have enough die out that I can roll for whatever damage I need, and I had to scrounge for this. I just heard a scream over Discord, and that was so perfectly timed.
That was my daughter who's eating ice cream. That was my daughter. Yes, they heard your scream. She's watching. She was trying to screech at the cat.
Okay. There it is. Well, she screeched at the right moment because that's when I was rolling for damage. That's not the best roll. Okay. Well, the frost giant that Bertha was just pounding on seems to be affected by this bell. Pardon?
My daughter trying to say hello to her uncle.
Ah. The frost giant that was taking considerable damage from Bertha and most of the rest of the party flinches a bit when he hears a spell, and it looks like it physically hurt him.
Okay.
Ari, give me a perception check, but not at advantage.
7 plus 3 is 10.
Okay. You don't see anything. You are focused on dials.
I'm busy.
Yeah.
Actually, no, +4, 11. Not that that changes much.
No, it doesn't.
Passive perception, 23.
The Vicontessa is at the top of the hill, and she doesn't look happy. Her anger is not directed at her guests.
Okay, this is good.
So far as you can tell. But you've got an eye for these things. How do we do this? I know how we're going to... Oh, that's how we're doing this. Okay. Obane, give me a constitution save.
Okay, I can do these. 18.
That does it. Real quick. Okay, so if I'm reading this correctly, insects, you notice that insects are swarming around you a bit, but you're a dwarf.
That's correct.
Yeah. A few mosquitoes tried to bite you. They die of alcohol poisoning.
Beautiful.
They serve as a warning to the others. Okay, Frost Giant number one's turn. Oh, that's a 1 and a 4. What happens now? I want you to know I am rolling for these, and it amuses me so greatly. So, Frost Giant number one swings wildly at Bertha, misses Bertha, and hits Frost Giant number two. He's now been hit by both of his brothers.
Wow.
Larry, Mo, meet Champ.
Pretty much.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Is there a way we can get them to fight each other? Does anybody have like a spell?
I think
that could
you
get
don't
them
have
to.
They already are.
Yeah, they're doing that on their own.
I've rolled 2 natural ones and a nat 20, mind you, but 2 natural ones today. I should. You know what? I'm going to roll to see if Frost Giant number two is miffed enough to strike out against one of his brothers.
That's usually Fenix's job to roll the ones.
That's right.
Well, he hasn't been rolling good.
Well, so you're in control of Fenix. So the power of the one has been passed along to you.
Which is weird, because when I roll for Obame, I get nat 20s on Guiding Bolt.
That's because he's a dwarf.
Yeah, well, I don't get any, so it's all good.
Because I wasn't having him cast healing spells. All right, so Frostjet number two is still going to try to attack Bertha. That's going to be a 14.
Miss.
And that's a nat 20.
Okay.
So that is, if I'm doing this right, it's going to be 6d12 plus 6.
Ouch.
That is 61 points of damage.
I'm down.
Wait, is that above your max?
My max is 48.
What health are you at?
35.
Oof.
Am I dead?
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
Well, you are unconscious.
Yeah.
What the puddle of you that remains is unconscious.
I can get him up.
And Frost Giant number three is going to wade forward because he has no one left to hit other than his brother, but he's tired of doing that. And he is going to take a swing at the guy in the back who's been wiggling his fingers this whole time. Actually, he's got a pick because there's two guys in the back that have been wiggling their fingers the whole time. He's going to attack Obane.
Okay, go ahead.
That is a 14.
I miss.
That is another nat 20.
That is it.
Those are the exact same rolls I got for Bertha.
We're going to die.
Well, technically, the people in the blimp might... Oh, no. Yeah. You're kind of trying to figure out how to do this properly. I thought there was a way in Discord to repeat the text you've already typed. That's 41 points of damage.
Okay. That's fine.
Because Obame's the tank, he actually has more hit points than anyone else in the party right now.
Oh, wow.
At full health. If everyone's at full health, he has more hit points.
I'm at 24 now.
Lucky dwarf.
He survived a crit from a frost giant.
Yep.
I am impressed. And grateful. I cut somebody off. What was that?
No, that's fine. We'll
okay. Obame, it's your turn.
Someone
just tried to cut you in half with a great axe. And you don't think it's that great an axe.
He's right on top of me, isn't
he? Yeah.
Shnikes. All right, Bertha, I'm going to hit you with a Cure Wounds.
Okay.
I'll do a level 3 Cure Wounds.
Okay.
My last level 3 spell. Ooh, God, horrible rolls. I'm going to just go back to my regular dice. 16 points.
Better than nothing.
Okay.
And then,
So, Bertha, just for the record, you are prone and 30 feet away from combat right now, but you are awake and breathing.
Yep. All right.
And glad to be doing both.
As a bonus action, I'm going to go ahead and hit him with Shield of Faith. What gives you, let's see.
+2.
+2 to AC.
AC, yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'm done.
Ari, it's your turn.
All right. We are going to now try to make this thing stop from falling. See if we can learn how to make it go forward and backwards.
You know how to make it go forward and backwards. You can make it go left and right. And you have discovered how to make it go down. Your assumption is if you do the opposite, it stops going down.
Well, then, what? Well, I will try to pull it up to make it stop. I want to make this thing stop going anywhere. Just hover.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm going to say because it's basically just reversing what you've already done, you do not need to do another roll for it.
Okay. So I've leveled off. I am how far above ground now?
You're about 15 feet from what's left of the roof of the stablery.
Okay, so I've got it back over the stable place.
Yes.
Okay. I want...
Give me a perception check.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out if I've got this thing stable. So 16 plus, what am I, 4?
That's seven. Enough. Even without a bonus, that's enough. So now that you're not frantically...
I rolled with advantage. I did roll with advantage. Was that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this is definitely sight-based. Now that you're not frantically looking at buttons and knobs trying to figure out what to press to not die, you become aware that this cabin area does have a catwalk going around the outside. It's not very wide. It's less than 5 feet, but it's wide enough that you can stand on it. It looks like it's aftermarket. It's not made of the same material as everything else, and part of it appears to be crushed a little bit.
It's
however, yes, on either side of you, on the port and starboard sides, if you will, there appear to be mounted ballistae.
Ooh, are they loaded?
Yes.
Okay, now we've got something fun we can do. How many ballistae? What, two forward, two aft?
There's one on the left, one on the right.
Are they in the front of the blimp or towards the rear of the blimp?
This is your stereotypical modern day blimp design, where the cabin area is centered at the bottom of the blimp.
Of the cabin. Underneath. They're with that. I can reach them. It's bottom line.
Yes, they're well under 30 feet of movement away from you, so you could get to one and still have an action remaining.
Okay. Then I want to do that. I want to get to the left one, and we will see if we can aim at one of the frost giants.
Okay, the left one is pointing at the mansion. No, I'm joking.
Oh.
my assumption is you would go to the one that is not pointing at the mansion, but pointing at the one that the party is in that direction.
Right, so there's three of them over there currently.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that to you. So, yeah, you are at a ballista, and it happens to be armed.
Good. Then we will try to fire the ballista at one of the frost giants, or one of the creatures I know to be a frost giant.
Okay.
I am 15 feet up. Are they still human, in human form?
They are in human form, yes.
Okay, so there's no real way for me, probably this high, to tell which one is more wounded than the other. Is there any one in particular?
Well, give me a perception check.
Okay. So we'll take the 15 plus 4 is 19.
Okay. You're fairly certain that the one covered in blood is the one that's most injured.
Okay. Is that one near Obeim or Meepo?
That one is standing next to another one, and they are both standing over the prone form of Bertha.
Prone Bertha, okay. Then we will aim at the bloodier one that is near Bertha.
Okay.
I will have to roll a d20.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a 17.
Okay.
I don't know what bonus I'll have, but I'm hoping that hits.
Well, you don't need a bonus with a 17.
Okay.
You would not be adding your proficiency bonus because you haven't really... You didn't grow up firing the ballista.
No, no.
It wasn't part of your wizardly training.
No. What do you want me to roll for damage?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just 3d12 plus 9.
Okay, well, I can deal with that because I have 3d12. All right.
The d12 has to be used for something. I mean, it's in the set.
It gets lonely. All right. Number one and number two and number three. We got a 10. We got a 6. And we got a 9. So that is 15 and 10 is 25 plus 9 is 34.
Okay, so here's what happens. You were aiming for the center of mass, but you're not skilled with the ballista. You're not proficient with it. You aren't familiar with its idiosyncrasies and how...
Okay, you went out.
Yeah, and on top of that... you didn't know how the sights exactly were arranged, what they were sighted in for, what distance it was sighted in for. So you were a bit off of the center of mass. You hit the guy in the middle of his head.
Ow.
Yeah, there's just a neck with blood spurting out of it, and the ballista has buried itself in the ground behind him.
I think it hit. Was that a hit? I can't tell.
Bertha, I have a suggestion for you.
Yeah?
You... strongly suspect that these individuals in front of you are frost giants, and one of them is now missing a head and about to fall over. You might want
to
consider moving.
Yes, I'm going to disengage.
Okay. Where do you move?
away. Back towards the group, away from them.
So you bravely run away.
You got it. Not gonna waste the key point. So
it's insulting to say you ran away like a scared rabbit. It's better to say you ran away like a brave rabbit, running towards another battle.
He advanced to the rear.
Well, there is another individual with a great axe that happens to be hanging out with the party and has just hit Obain. So you still have someone to hit over there. Would you like to attack this individual who happens to have their back facing towards you at this point?
Okay, I didn't know that.
After you fell down, so yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, because I thought since I was prone, my action was getting up and moving away.
That's right. Getting up. So you're halfway there.
Yeah.
You're living on a prayer. There. Getting on a stair. Sorry, I just like memes. All right, so you're halfway between everything else. But you're up and moving, and you're not going to get crushed by a frost giant this turn, so that's good.
And not a blimp.
And not a blimp either. It is Fenix's turn. That's a 4. That's worse than the other rolls I've made. Even with the blimp stationary, he cannot get up.
Yeah, at least if he falls, it's not as far a fall now.
True. He's going to fall if I roll a 1 for him.
15. It's a 15-foot fall from here.
15-foot. Okay, that's 1d6.
That's doable, yeah.
Well,
doable.
It depends. If he lands on what's left of the stable yard, it's 15 feet. If he misses, because the roof is open, so he has to aim for, like, what's left of the roof.
Bits of the roof. Yeah, I'm 15 feet above the roof. So
yeah, so he take more damage
that way.
That's
probably another 15-foot. 15. So it's still probably 30 feet up. Or close enough to
3d6. That's a bit more.
He'd survive either way because he hasn't taken any damage yet.
Yeah, he is. I don't think he's taken any damage. So, I mean, on average, you're looking at, 10 to 11 points of damage. Worst 18. I think he can survive.
As long as he knows how to love, he knows he will survive.
Yeah. Well, he could aim for the ground and miss, like I did.
All I'm asking for on the die roll for him is a 15, and he can get up onto the catwalk area. But I have not rolled above a 10.
And he has no dex, if I recall. He is not a quick-footed individual.
If it's a dex save, he has +1.
A dex check, he has a 0. Oh, that's just lovely.
Yes. All right. It is Mom's turn, and she fires a ray of frost.
Can Ari see that?
You don't have to roll a perception check for this. You see a beam of white light come from your mom's hand towards one of these frost giants. Yes, you see this.
Okay. The key thing is that he does not know his mother knows magic. So
he kind of knows it now.
That's exactly the point I was trying to...
That cat is out of the bag. Now, you do know Ray of Frost is a cantrip, so you don't know how long she's been studying magic, but you do know that she's casting a spell.
Yep, that's... That's
but she misses.
Thinking.
So it's Meepo's turn.
Okay, how many frost giants are still there?
There's one right next to you and one 30 feet away from you.
Okay, so the one right next to me, I'm going to do... I think I'm going to do a fire bolt. So that one's 2d10. I think it's directed, right? Or do I need to roll 20?
You do have to roll a 20 for that.
Okay.
If he's adjacent to you, you would have disadvantage.
If what?
Since you're adjacent to him, you have disadvantage on the attack roll. You would have to kind of back up, risking either an attack of opportunity or disengage to get away.
But you lose your action.
Right, you would lose your axe in this round. So you can take the chance and roll with disadvantage. It still might hit, but that's your call.
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I rolled a 1.
Well,
you don't need to roll again. Time.
No.
Roll again, because this is rolling to see what happens.
Okay.
How bad do you miss?
I've rolled a 6.
Okay. I'm not going to say that you've hit any party members. You basically created another firework.
Okay.
That was Galen flinches because the firework goes off really close to the dirigible. Not close to Ari. The dirigible is large enough that you don't risk hitting Ari with it. There could have been indirect damage to Ari, but there isn't. Galen, what would you like to do now?
Shout at the kobolds for almost hitting my airship.
Sorry. I didn't want to. It just kind of went that way.
And then... I can't hold a bonus action, can I?
No.
No.
Darn.
You can hold your whole turn.
No.
You can't even really hold anymore in that regard. You have to kind of ready to do things.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to ready a healing word in case anyone else goes down, and then I can heal that person. But it's a bonus action, so I can't do that.
No, you can't, yeah. You can ready cure wounds, but then you have to be next to them to touch them, so...
I don't have cure wounds anyway.
Yeah, no, you can't do it that way, boss. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to do another healing word on Bertha because she's low as hell. Right. So that is not helpful at all. 4. I rolled a 1 on the deep.
4.
Right. And I need 6 on this so I can actually get some useful spells. Right. Vicious Mockery on... There's only one left. There's one left.
No, there's
yeah?
two left. There's two one left. There's one that is within striking distance of you, and there's another one that will probably be within striking distance of you when it's his turn to move.
Okay, then rather than doing Vicious Mockery, I'm going to just attack with my rapier then.
Wait, you can do that?
I can do that. I have a rapier. It's in melee.
It's in his area, good lord.
He's not good at it.
And it's a natural 20.
Oh, well, I take that back.
And that is 10 points of damage.
Okay.
Piercing. So you take that back. I'm good with the rapier.
Good. I did.
From hell's heart, you stab at thee.
Yeah.
I shall name you Khan.
That was my dwarf dice. Yeah.
All right. So now something else. What should I have?
Take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay.
And think about your choices. Or your life choices.
Of which there have been many.
Yes.
There have been many.
All right, back in the body.
Being on this blimp right now.
You are listening to Words of Jen, where I read to you one piece of my writing in each and every episode. Bookofjen.net.